But this is not where we are going. We are not going to the level of animals or vegetables. It's beautiful for an animal to be an animal. It's perfect. In many ways, more perfect than any human. Trees, vegetables, beautiful expressions of consciousness in their own way. It is the destiny of humans to go beyond thought, not to fall back below thought. And many things that you take that give you a little relief from your mind tend to be things that take you towards unconsciousness, towards sleep. But this is, there's no need to go there. Here we are going beyond. And we are finding a stillness and a peace without loss of consciousness. In fact, a deeper consciousness. Otherwise, nobody, almost nobody, would want to give up being human. If you just said, if I asked you, if you could have inner peace, because that is one aspect of what we are talking about, knowing that is finding the dimension of inner peace, which is the dimension of the formless consciousness within yourself. Inner peace at any price? No. Would you rather be an unhappy human or a happy cow? Not that many cows these days are happy, because cows are being treated abominably by humans. Abominably by humans. That is, if I had to be a cow, I would live in India or in Switzerland. But very few humans would say, I would rather be a happy cow without any problems than an unhappy human. You don't want to give up being human. So inner peace, not at the cost of loss of consciousness. Cow is a beautiful being, closer to the source than humans, just as everything in nature is. It hasn't gone out that far yet, not as far as humans, from the source of all life. More deeply, more intimately connected with the source of all life, every animal, every tree, every flower, and they are all expressions of the one consciousness, and they are all closer to God, if God is the one, the source, than any human, except those humans who are finding their way back. But finding their way back is not going back to the level of, it's going beyond. So when true inner peace is there, there is a deep knowing that comes with it, an awareness, a presence. We had, as humanity as a whole, had to move through thought, being lost in thought. They had to go through that, otherwise it wouldn't have happened. There's nothing that happens that is not meant to happen, because the totality has brought this about. This applies to everything. It applies to every event. Humanity had to go through the suffering, self-inflicted to a large extent. The suffering of humanity, the greater part of it, is completely self-inflicted. Humans are doing it to themselves, to each other. And we had to go through that, and it was to do with losing yourself in thought. It all started with